You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I'm excited about today's episode because we're going to be introducing a series. I want to do a series. I don't know how long it's going to be, but I'm going to take my time. I'm not in a rush to make it a certain amount of parts, but the title of the series is going to be Bible on Business. And I want to approach this not from what we can pull from the text and apply it to our businesses today to see results tomorrow. That's not what I'm talking about. I want us to journey through the text so that we are doing our due diligence to be disciples in our businesses. Something that God has shown me is that He has intentionally and strategically placed believers in the marketplace. He's allowing us to meet the real tangible needs of His people and using those interactions to plant seeds or to win souls back to His kingdom. I remember sometime last year, I had got really behind on laundry. It was just mounds of it between me, my husband, and the kids. And I was like, I'm going to go to a laundromat or something who has like a wash and fold service. And I'm going to have them wash all these clothes, fold them up, give them back to me. And then I'm going to do my best to not let this happen again. And when I went to this particular laundromat, I don't even know how I came across them. But I go in there to drop our clothes off and I'm talking to the woman and I see that she has a Bible on the counter. So I start talking to her. I ask her, was she a Christian? And she said, yes. And then I realized the name of the laundromat has something churchy in it. So I'm like, oh, okay, I probably should have put two and two together. But as I was driving home, something I thought about was like, wow, how amazing is it that she's providing a service? She's fulfilling a need to her community through having this laundromat. And by simply having this Bible here, by simply showing the love of God, because this woman was kind, she was sweet, she was attentive. She noticed I had kids close, so she was asking me about my kids. She was just a light. And I was so happy in my spirit as I was leaving because I'm like, man, I wonder how many people she introduces to the Lord. I wonder how many people she shares the gospel with by simply providing this business and this service to this community. I feel like our purpose to be salt and light, our mission to win souls gets lost a lot of times in entrepreneurship, especially with this advancement of Christian-owned businesses, Christian entrepreneurship, Christian content creators. When I first became an entrepreneur and I first gave my life to Christ and set out on this mission to make God the CEO, to do business God's way, I had the benefit of not having information. I had information as it relates to business. I did not have information as it related to doing business the Lord's way. I had a revelation. I had my Bible. I had the Holy Spirit. And I had time. And through that, the Lord was able to train me over the years of what this relationship looks like and allowing him to lead me in business. He's had an opportunity to build me up in wisdom, build me up in my character, build me up as a leader to be able to appropriately lead the people that he's called me to. I had the benefit of it just being me and God because there were no other resources. There weren't all of these Christian business coaches at that time. There weren't all of these Christian marketers and these prophets in the marketplace and all of these things. There wasn't a Blessed and Bossed Up podcast for me to listen to. I had nothing but the Lord. And while frustrating at that time, looking back on it, I see it as such a great benefit because now there's so much information out there, it's almost crippling. So not only is it noisy and information overload in the world, it's also noisy and information overload in the kingdom because you have all of these people prophesying all of these things, all of these programs of Christians who are telling you what you should do, what you shouldn't do, what God is saying about this, what he's not saying about that. There's so much out there and so much noise. So what happens is you have people who are genuinely enthusiastic about the Lord, people who are genuinely called by God to start these businesses, to do these things, but that enthusiasm and that assignment is not stewarded well. Our excitement leads us to all of these Christian communities and spaces hopping from space to space, place to place, and not pushing us back to be properly developed by the Lord. And that's why we're doing this series, because we have to go back to the text so that we can be properly developed by the Lord, because God meant so much good and means so much good for us Christians in the business world. But the enemy's job is to kill, steal, destroy. He is a liar. He's a father of lies. And there are so many ways that he lies to us and sets traps for us in this industry in both big and subtle ways. I remember telling a friend on a prayer call last week how the enemy, I've been experiencing personally a lot of warfare, specifically as it relates to, not coincidentally, the battlefield of the mind. When I tell you every chapter we've gone through in that book, I have experienced a way to test if I am ingesting what I'm reading. It's crazy. But I have been experiencing myself just a lot of battles of the mind. And I am employing the things we've learned in the book. I know what to do to combat the enemy. But in my vulnerability with my prayer partner, I was opening up about this. And even in my vulnerability with the Lord, I was getting to the point of being frustrated. I'm like, God, why are the attacks on my mind so heavy right now? And sure, I could say it's because we're reading this book. Sure, I understand because of what I do, it comes with warfare. I'm used to that. But Lord, am I missing something here? Like, is there a tactic of the enemy that is a bit more slick than I'm able to identify right now? And so what the Lord has showed me was like, listen, the enemy does not have permission to harm you. So what he does is he tries to get you in your head, in your mind, get you mentally distracted because of the gift that you have of discerning the spirits, the gift that you have to be able to truly see to the root of a thing so that you can pray, so that you could lead well, so that you could pour into people. So I have like my mentorship program, right? And I'm able to listen to the problems. And this is a gift of mine that has been prevalent all through my business journey, where I can have a client, I can listen to what they're saying, but I can discern what the true problem is and be able to help them solve something that they don't have the words to communicate. You can see that over the course of this podcast, where many of you have talked about how I can provide language to something that you're feeling internally that you didn't necessarily know how to describe. That's a gift. That's a gift that I have to steward well. And a part of stewarding that gift well is paying attention to certain attacks on my mind. So that's why I brought it up to the Lord, because I'm like, God, am I missing something here? Because this just seems a bit more intense. And so what he was showing me was, the enemy wants to keep you mentally distracted because if you're in your head, you're not present in being able to activate that gift of discernment. You can't discern something if you ain't paying attention. And so what he's trying to do is to get you concerned about last week, next week, this year, that year, to just be somewhere else whether it's negative thoughts, whether it's spacing and daydreaming and all the things we've read through the Battlefield of the Mind book. What he showed me was the specific assignment, though, is to get you to not be fully locked in to moments. Because if you're not locked into moments, then you're not able to discern what I'm showing you in those moments. And if you're not able to discern what I'm showing you in those moments, then you're not able to pray effectively. You're not able to walk fully in your gift as a prophet. You're not able to just truly discern and see the big and small things that I'm showing you at any given time. And so when the Lord revealed that to me, I was like, okay, God, say less. And I was able to adjust accordingly and employ different strategies to be able to continue to walk in my victory. And I can continue to be effective in the spaces and the people that God has called me to. Because of my gift of discerning the spirits, I have to steward that very well. Because of my gift of prophecy, I have to steward that very well. And so I have to be on guard against anything that may be trying to chip away at that, because there are people I'm called to, and I'm going to be responsible and have to give an account for what I did with what God has given me. And so will you. And I say this because what frustrates me about what I see happening in this Christian space with my business, I talk to a lot of people who look for information online because I help people with podcasts, right? And so a lot of people use podcasts as sources, of course, of entertainment, but also of information, of inspiration, and all of the things. What I see happening is that you can discern that there may be a season that you're going through. God may have shared a piece of something with you. You may sense something in your spirit. What happens is people go straight to finding information to solve their problem versus going straight to the Lord or going to the text. And that is so dangerous. The enemy has done such a great job manipulating our enthusiasm to get us out of alignment. We take these business ideas that God has given us and we go to put our hands to them and create them because all we're thinking about is making money and capitalism, especially those of us in America where capitalism is in the air. So we have these God-given businesses and we focus on sales and not souls. And not always intentionally. I'm not here to talk about if it's intentional or unintentional. I'm here to just discuss the outcome and to make you aware of a problem in the behaviors of Christian entrepreneurs based on the Bible so that we can know better, so that we can do better, and so that we can produce more souls for the kingdom and better shepherd and lead the individuals that God has called us to within our sphere of influence.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. Right now, and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
And I'm seeing the direct result in this season in my business of making this shift. Before, when God first gave me Anchored Media, it just took off. I mean, he just blessed my business tremendously, and we grew quickly year after year from 2019 and beyond. And what happened was, as I'm growing, I'm hiring more people, I'm bringing on full-time team members, I'm doing all of these different things and growing this business. I had clients and so many people who wanted to work with me and my team. So I'm constantly on these sales calls because I'm good at marketing and sales. I'm converting very well. And the business is just moving at a very fast pace, and it's growing and it's growing. And as we're growing, though, at one point, I wasn't feeling the day to day. And I remember I was pregnant at this time. I was like, God, I don't know if I like this. I'm bringing on all of these clients, but the quality of people, because for a long time, I had the best clients. I had the best people that came through my events, many that I have great relationships with today. But it got to a point where, as we were growing and bringing in more people, people will come in who, and I maintain that I only work with Christian shows. So people will come in and they will be a Christian show, but their character will be off. They wouldn't value my team. They will treat me with all this respect, but then disrespect someone else that they may be working with. It was just not, I just wasn't liking it. And it didn't feel like this was what I was supposed to be doing in this way. And I remember taking this to the Lord. And the first thing he told me to do was to stop taking one-on-one clients. And I noticed that with me personally, when God wants to take me through a new level of training, he'll have me put some things down to clear my mind and clear my plate. And he did that before I started Anchored Media. And he did this at this pivotal point. And I obeyed. I put things down. What he began to show me, because I continued to go to him with my frustration, because I'm like, God, I have a heart for people. So I'm like, God, your people, you are calling to have these great podcasts. You have these people out here who have messages. They have stories. They have so much value. They have so much purity in their heart that you're calling. But because this industry has become so tainted with foolishness, they are intimidated. They may be afraid. The enemy is able to keep them stuck because of what's happening. And so I came to God as I was able to put things down, take a step back and just see and observe and allow my gift of discernment and allow the Holy Spirit to show me things. I became more and more frustrated. And so in going back to God, I'm like, all right, Lord, I know you said I'm not to shut down taking the people one-on-one, but what are we going to do? Because I really want your people's voices to get to the masses. And I have the skills and the abilities to help them do that. But I wasn't liking the way I was doing it before. So show me what needs to change. And so God had gave me my Purpose to Podcast program that I introduced at our town hall last month or so. And when he gave me this program, he gave me the full outline of it. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I start planning it. I put all the back end stuff together. I start marketing the town hall. I start marketing the program. And we really just go from there to build the business side. And the launch was successful, a five-figure launch for a program that I'm so passionate about, that my heart is in. It doesn't weigh me down. It doesn't compromise the time that I have during the day to be with my son, because that's the season that I'm in, where my family is my main priority. It takes up the majority of my time, and everything else is going to have to come second to that. It doesn't interrupt that. And it also isn't overhead heavy, which of course is amazing for any business when your profit margins are large. But here's the key thing that I want to emphasize that God revealed to me just now as I'm recording this episode. If you've been following us for quite some time, this show, I talked about a specific period where I went from entrepreneur to executive. And what that meant was, I, in that season, God was taking me out of that grind mode that you eat what you kill, you behind your computer, you hustling, you grinding to build this business. He took me from that to being an executive, where I, instead of was in grind mode all the time, I was in strategist mode, really taking a step back and building the foundation and the organization of a business to support the vision that he had. And we talked for a while about what that means. Now, this transition again is going from executive mode to shepherd. And this transition is not just for me. This transition is for you as Christian entrepreneurs. It's time for you to get out of that mindset of sales and get into the mindset of souls. Get out of that mindset of growing your business and making money and generational wealth and all the ways that which we manipulate scripture for our own prosperity, and get to the place of service, of shepherding God's people. Because that is what they require in this season. That is what he's strategically trying to use you to do through your business. But the enemy is dangling carrots in front of your face and you keep chasing them. He's using Christian leaders in the marketplace to tickle your ears, to make you think that you're in alignment with God when you are not. And I know that when we think of shepherds, we think of pastors. But all of us who God has called to leadership in our businesses, especially us service-based businesses, even if you are a product-based business, whether you have a nonprofit, whether you serve people on your job, if you are a leader, you should approach your leadership as a shepherd. When I created my Purpose to Podcast program and the Lord gave me the outline, this was unlike anything that I've done. It took bits and pieces of the way that I operate naturally, but I hadn't officially done something in this way before, of it being more mentorship based and being less about information, even though I have the resources and I give freely of the resources I have to help people with their shows. My focus is really stewarding them and pouring into them and mentoring them and shepherding them. And how that translates into the program is, before we even talk about podcasts, microphones, marketing, listeners, all of that, we did a spiritual gifts test and we talked about evangelism. That was our first lesson, because all of us as podcasters are operating in the field of being evangelists. And so we need to understand what that is. We need to understand how to be good at it. We need to understand the responsibility of it, so we're not just getting on these microphones and running our mouths, but we're really taking ownership and taking that level of seriousness of responsibility to share the good news on our platform in whatever context the show is about. And one of the women sent me a message that I believe just drives this point home of the importance of shepherding in this season, where she said, "Tatum, this community is blessing me so much and growing me up in my walk. I find myself in a space of more repentance and humility since joining. I thank God for you shepherding me as I shepherd women in my sphere of influence." And that, she said more, but that just blessed me, because that's what it's about. I'm providing a service. This is my business. They pay to be in this program. It was successful financially for my company because God cares about that. He's going to provide us the resources. He's going to make sure our businesses are profitable. But that wasn't my focus in this season. In my executive season, my focus was the bottom line, operations, sales, marketing, all of that. That was cool. But this season right here for you, the focus is shepherding these people. The focus is the souls that God has called you to. The focus is not getting all of this information and listening to all these leaders and just letting anybody pour into you because they say they're a prophet, because they say that they hear from the Lord, or because you see them successful in business. So whatever it is they tell you, you listen to. This is not the season to have itching ears as it relates to your business. This is a season to be in your Bible, to be in the at the feet of the Father, to be in a place of prayer, to be in a place of being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and to obey and build from that space. And that's why we're doing this series, because I want to cut through the noise, the opinion, the fluff, the stuff. I want to cut through that and get to the text. So many of us, because we have this information, we are biblically illiterate. There's a term called cognitive overload. And so what happens there is your mind has so much information in a way it freezes. It can't process anything else. So you're almost paralyzed in a sense where you either are so frazzled, you don't know what to do, so you don't do nothing, or you just try to just start like firing things off and just malfunctioning because you have too much information. Some of you are looking for clarity from God, but you're adding more clutter in the pursuit of the clarity. And so what we're going to do in however many weeks God has us here, and I hope he has us here for the rest of the year, however long God has us in this space, what we're going to do is we're going to get the clarity that we need by going to the text. I want to properly shepherd you and teach you through the word how to protect what God is calling you to do, how to be able to recognize the trick of the enemy, how to be able to utilize your spiritual gifts, how to be able to be sensitive and obedient to what the Lord is saying at any given time, because it's bigger than these businesses we're building. It's bigger than what we want to make. It's bigger than the sales. It's bigger than all of this. It's about us being pleasing to the Lord, us serving him, and us shepherding and stewarding well ourselves, these businesses, and the individuals he's called us to serve. So I hope you hear my heart behind why we're going on this journey. I pray that you take this journey with me. Share this episode with someone who you want to take the journey with you as well. I have so many different notes of things that we're going to cover, and it's going to be good. I'm excited. I am very excited. So I'm going to end this episode here. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next one.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.